questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Sheikh, for today's discussion, we want to be concerned with the concept of prevention of the prayer or making null and void the prayers based on Ayah 59 of Surah Maryam. If I want to refer to the English translation, it says, "But they were succeeded by an evil posterity who neglected the prayer and followed their base appetites, so they will soon encounter the reward of perversity." Okay, the most important part and the core, we can say, sentence or phrase in this ayah is neglecting the prayer. What does it mean by neglecting the prayer?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, the word, the Arabic word used in this verse is ada'u salat, which comes from ida'a, and we have also tadri'ah in some of the narrations. The translator has translated it into neglecting, but yes. It's not, I mean...
Nullify can also be a good word.
Yeah, and I mean, ida'a and tadji' means to spoil something, yes. To ruin, to damage,
yes.
Something.
Yes.
So when it comes to this word, there are, let me, before going to the viewpoints of the interpreters of the Noble Book of Quran, shares some narrations in this regard. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying that this verse is referring, because the verse is talking about a posterity, an evil posterity who succeeded a group. So that righteous group is referring to some of the prophets among the children of Israel, Ben Israel. And this evil posterity who succeeded them, they were bad people in terms of neglecting or spoiling their prayer and following their, vain desires. So according to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says that ada'u salat means tarakuha aw akharuha an mawaqitaha. They abandoned the prayer, they didn't say the prayer, or they said the prayer but not on time.
That's right.
I will come to the interpretation of this part. And in another narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that as long as a Muslim, a human being, is careful about his five or her five daily prayers, Satan is away from him or her. But as soon as he or she does tadjih of the prayer, then it is very likely for him or her to be deceived by the Satan. I will come to this concept, of course.
Okay.
Imam Ali alayhi salam in his letter to Muhammad ibn Abi Bakr says that, "Know that, ya Muhammad, kullu shay'un taba'un li salatik." Everything is a follower of your prayer, meaning that man dayya'a as-salah fa huwa li ghayriha adya'. If you neglect the prayer, if you spoil your prayer, then it is more likely for you to spoil,
yes,
other obligations.
That's right.
So
all in all, salat and prayer over here, you know, is the pillar.
Exactly.
Is the
That's
pivot.
The point that I would like to come to, that according to the narrations, the most important pillar of the religion, of the religion of Islam, is prayer. And that is why, according to some narrations, in قُبِلَتْ قُبِلَ مَا سَوَاهَا, if the prayer is accepted, then other actions are accepted. And I've heard from some of the great scholars of mysticism that if you are, if it is likely for you to commit any kind of sin, okay, that's okay, you may do that, but do not abandon the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Because as long as you are saying your prayer, there is a rope between you and,
yes,
God. You have not cut any relation between you and God.
That's right.
And there is a hope for you to come back and repent. But if you cut this rope, then it's very difficult for the people to come back to
and,
God.
Is it true that upon revealing this verse, this ayah of the Quran, the Holy Prophet said that 60 years after this event, there were some people who come who, for example, spoil the prayer, and it was exactly at the time of Imam al-Hussein or something like that?
There is one narration, as you rightly mentioned, from the Prophet, and this is one of the interpretations mentioned by the Shia scholars about the meaning of this verse, but the concept which is mentioned in this verse is not limited to those people. It can be applied to any person, any person, in any time and era.
Okay.
Now, having said that about the importance of the prayer, and let me just share one more narration in this regard that is very interesting.
Okay.
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, "Inna al-'abda idha salla liwaqtaha," when a servant says the prayer on time, وحافظ عليها ارتفعت بيضاء نقية. The prayer goes up, spiritually speaking, to God, to the heaven, to Malakut, to that spiritual realm, in a white and pure way. And then that prayer says, addressing that person, حفظتني حفظك الله. You protected me, may God protect you. But وَإِذَا لَمْ يُصَلِّهَا لِوَقْتِهَا وَلَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلَيْهَا. But if that person does not stay on time and does not protect the prayer, meaning that does not act upon the etiquette of the prayer, that prayer goes to God, to the heaven, in a black manner, and says, ضَيَّعْتَنِي ضَيَّعَكَ اللَّهِ. You ruined me, may God ruin you. Or you neglected me, may God neglect you. All in all, we have the concept of ida'a or tadyi' of the prayer. As I mentioned, neglecting, ruining, spoiling, these are some of the translations.
That's right.
What is the meaning of that? According to some Shia scholars, based on the narrations, it means not to say the prayer on time. This is one understanding of the prayer. And according to some others, it means not saying the prayer at all. For me, it seems that...
For example, improper doing of doing the prayer. For example, fast, you know, incomplete fast recitation of the surahs, you know.
I believe that what we can get from the books of Arabic dictionaries and also the books of interpretation of the Quran, ida'a or tadyi' means to destroy the form and order of an action.
Yes.
So if we say the prayer in a way that it doesn't bring about any positive result, it means that we have ruined the prayer. We have neglected the prayer. In some cases, it might be abandoning the prayer altogether.
Yes.
In some cases, as you rightly mentioned, it might be that we say the prayer in a very neglectful manner. We are not aware of what we are saying. In some cases, it might be not saying the prayer on time. So if we say the prayer, if we do not say the prayer, this is for sure the best example of neglecting the prayer.
That's right.
If we say the prayer, but in a way that it doesn't bring any change in our life, it doesn't bring any spiritual effect in our life, again, it is a form of ida'atu salah, spoiling and ruining the prayer.
That's right.
That is why we have different narrations in this regard. According to some, it's been interpreted as abandoning the prayer, and according to others, it is referring to not saying the prayer on time.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. So, if you put together all the narrations, as I mentioned, ida'atu salat can be translated as saying the prayer in a way that it doesn't bring any positive result, any positive fruit for our life, for our spiritual life, or abandoning the prayer altogether.
In a beautiful story, we read that once a person was praying inside the mosque so fast, and Imam Ali alayhi salam witnessed such a scene and just give him the simile or the metaphor of as if you are pecking like a crow on a seed, okay? Referring to, we can say, how the birds collect the seeds in a fast manner. So do not like be a crow in your prayer or salat.
There are two more important points that I would like to share regarding this verse 59 of chapter Maryam. Mm-hmm. First of all, the verse reads, فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا السَّلَاةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to talk about the fact that this posterity were, an evil posterity. And the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting emphasis on is the fact that they neglected the prayer. So again, it is showing the importance of prayer, of salat, the fact that I referred to at the beginning of today's session. So the point that these people were an evil posterity is that they neglected the prayer. So again, another point mentioned in this verse regarding the significance of the prayer. And the next point is وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. So when it comes to this evil posterity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to two features: neglecting the prayer and following the vain desires. Now, according to some scholars, following the vain desires is a kind of direct consequence of ida'atu salat, or neglecting and spoiling the prayers. So as long, as I mentioned before, as long as you are saying your prayers, it's very unlikely for you to follow the vain desires.
That's right.
But if you are among the people who ada'u salat, they neglect the prayer, then it is very likely for you to wattaba'u shahawat, to follow the vain desires. This is also mentioned in the famous verse of inna salata tanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkar, the fact that the prayer prevents people from doing indecent actions.
That's right.
So again, I refer to the point that I mentioned earlier, that
salat is the gate to every goodness, and leaving salat is the gate to every badness,
exactly,
or evil action. That's all right.
Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. Really enjoyed a nice elaboration on spoiling the prayer, especially in the phrase which is part of Ayah 59 of Surah Al-Maryam. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. The another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن